Do you or a member of your family suffer from chronic pain? Would you like to make the pain go away? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Then you need to check out the Pain Injury Brain Center of America, now open in Las Vegas. At PIPCOA, they treat your chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive pain-free therapy. I suffered from chronic pain due to an impingement of my rotator cuff. I tried cortisone shots, painful physical therapy, nothing worked. Then a friend suggested I contact PIPCOA, and after just 6-hour-long treatments, the pain went away. In fact, I canceled my scheduled surgery. And after a brief hiatus due to the coronavirus, PIPCOA is back accepting appointments. Whether your pain comes from headaches, a disc injury, broken bones, hip or knee injury, neuropathy, even PTSD, regardless of the source of your pain, PIPCOA can make the pain go away. You don't have to live with the chronic pain. Make the pain go away. Call PIPCOA at 702-546-8767. That number again, 702-546-8767.
Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local now for a Friday, and you know how we begin on Friday. This is the day we work for all week long. It is the best day of the week.
It's Friday.
Here we go. Even Tom Del Beccaro, who's celebrating Friday in the Bay Area, is happy today.
It's Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Friday, Friday, Friday. Wall to wall. It's Friday.
Friday, Friday, Friday.
Friday.
What day is it?
Oh, come on, you know better. It's Friday. Tom Del Beccaro loves it. He's up dancing on the countertop there in the Bay Area. I just know it. He is the former chairman of the California Republican Party. He's got a new column at foxnews.com, Coronavirus in California. Shutdown worsens revenue woes. So guess what's coming? I'm afraid to ask. A great column, Tom. Always good to have you with us. I wish it was where we're under different circumstances. First of all, how are you coping? How are you and the family coping?
Well, we're doing well. My daughter lives in the city of San Francisco, and she's been relatively good about it. I have been sequestered. I actually have some immune deficiency issues, so I have to be extra careful. And I'm pretty fortunate. I'm very computer literate. I was an attorney years ago, so I'm doing okay. Sadly, I was supposed to be in Vegas next week. Apparently, there was going to be... No. I was going to do the draft, but it didn't happen.
Yeah, I guess not. Well, it'll be done virtually. We know that. It'll be done virtually. I'm curious what you think of Gavin Newsom's performance as governor in this crisis. How's he done?
You know, he's done okay when he started to do stuff. And here's what I mean by that. Remember, the CDC started in early January putting out these notices of what was happening. And the CDC just doesn't sit on them. They send them to all the states. And so the state of California was on notice in early January. You know and I know that the number one destination in the United States for people from China is where? California. So California and New York could have started by themselves earlier to do things. Instead, they didn't, and now in part, they blame Trump, saying, you didn't do things, and we should talk about that. But once Gavin Newsom got engaged, he's doing okay, although I have a problem with it. There are counties in California that have no cases or almost no cases whatsoever, and there's Los Angeles. We should not be treating those the same, and that applies to the country as a whole. If they close California deep into the fall, you're going to have a serious economic crisis in California if you don't already.
And yet, this same governor wants to give $500 to immigrants, illegal or otherwise, hurt by the coronavirus. What gives there?
Well, he also announced another new program. They estimating now at $7 billion in new spending. Meanwhile, their revenues, and you referred to my article, California government spend, the city council to the state, special districts, counties, spend over $450 billion a year. That's nowhere in print, by the way. I had to do the research and cobble that together. $450 billion. Which means they collect every 3 months about $130 billion, right? $125 billion, let's say. Now, what does that mean? That means that they're facing massive shortages because they're killing off, for good or for bad reasons, they're killing off 2 months of revenue. Where are they going to come up with that if they keep businesses closed? L.A. has a $10.4 billion budget. You know where it gets its money? Sales tax. Hotel occupancy taxes. I know your people in Vegas are listening to that. Business taxes. If they remain shut down, they don't get those taxes. Where are they getting this money? So this idea that you simply can shut the country down because that's the best thing to do, but if you create rampant poverty, that creates significant risk as well.
What about the idea that Bill de Blasio is floating, and I think the governor has talked about it too? They're asking for upwards of $7 or $8 billion from the federal government to help cover some of these shortfalls created by the coronavirus. Is that something you've heard from Gavin Newsom?
Well, listen, about a month ago, I put out an op-ed about that on Fox, predicting essentially that the states would come glad-handing to the federal government for a bailout. Now, look, on the one hand, you make the argument it's the government that shut everything down. It wasn't, you know, your fault. It wasn't the hot dog stand's fault or the hospital's fault. So should the government do something? Okay, make that argument. But, Kevin, if we go down the road of bailing out all the state governments, well, there are some governments that have been really responsible and continue to be, and then there are some governments that spend $125 million on those here illegally to give them something, or spend over, like the state of California, over $200 billion and weren't ready. You have the state of New York that was closing down hospitals and now wants to get bailed out for setting up emergency hospitals. So there are going to be states that say, I'm an Oklahoman, why should I pay for California? Because it's not going to change its ways. In fact, Kevin, if we bail them out, they're going to have incentive to be shut down or continue to spend their bad way. So what's the right thing to do?
Again, joining us, Tom Del Beccaro, the former chair of the California Republican Party. He's been a regular guest on this program for many, many months. And, Tom, let me ask you, Gavin Newsom came up with six steps to getting California back on track economically. Have you had a chance to review those six steps or whatever
it
is?
I have, and it's missing the most important thing, which is, Kevin, is the entire state of Nevada like Las Vegas, or is it different?
Much different.
I mean, yes, of course. I was up in Reno doing an event in March, and I visited some smaller towns, Minden up there.
Gardnerville, and some other.
Okay. Should they have the same rules as Vegas? Of course not.
Yeah.
So what's missing in Gavin Newsom's ideas is that you have to differentiate between Las Vegas and Minden. Because Las Vegas, you pack people close together when it's wide open. Okay, that's a different issue. Same applies to Los Angeles. Then Plumas County. I was up in Plumas County as well in March. They had no cases whatsoever, and they still have virtually no cases. So Gavin can talk all he wants about social distancing. He wants restaurants to open. He wants waiters to wear masks and gloves. They can talk about that all they want. But until they get serious about differentiating between regions, like, for instance, the national program that Trump set forth, it's state specific. It says if your state can do these things, well, it's going to be easier for Oklahoma to do some of these things than Los Angeles. So, too, it's going to be easier for Minden or Reno to do things than Vegas maybe to do certain things. So until governors get serious about differentiating places where they live, I fear we're still headed in the wrong direction.
Do you worry about a resurgence of the coronavirus, that if we do loosen the reins, so to speak, that all of a sudden we're going to end up with another pandemic?
Well, I will tell you this. Sweden is doing it different than we are, right? They're not closing down, yet they're protecting the vulnerable. They're about middle of the pack worldwide on deaths per million. They're slightly better than us. But, I mean, they're slightly worse than us. But by developing herd immunity, they're going to have less of a breakout next January than we will. Because we're going to have a breakout next January. Because it won't be extinguished because we won't have the vaccine. Is it possible that we'll have some resurgence here? Of course, especially since we haven't developed herd immunity. And that is the danger of what Fauci has been proposing and pushing. If we hide everyone, okay, we bend the curve. But we're still vulnerable because we haven't developed the immunity.
Tom Del Beccaro joining us, the former chair of the California Republican Party. I looked up last week and I suddenly saw that we were less than 7 months away from a presidential election. You've been following this very closely. Is the messaging going to have to change? The nature of campaigning going to have to change in this coronavirus time that we live in?
Well, yes, for sure. The methodology is going to change. You're not going to see any big rallies before September. Look, I still think the warm weather is really going to reduce the prevalence of this, and you may see things open up in September and October. But in the meantime, it's much harder on the challenger than it is the incumbent, because Trump has the bully pulpit, Biden has his basement, and that's not working out particularly well for him. I will say this. There's a new Gallup poll out that should be discussed. And the new Gallup poll, you know, I wrote the book, The Divided Era. The new Gallup poll, Kevin, says the approval rating of the president is 7% among Democrats and 93% among Republicans. Now, we could not be, I mean, think of those numbers.
Yeah.
They're exactly opposite. So what remains key is the independent vote. And Trump's approval rating dropped in Gallup because the outlook for the future dropped precipitously. It dropped 14 points. That's a huge drop in 1 month. Why did it drop? Of course, you shut down the country. People are worried about the direction of the country. What's key here is it dropped 12 points among independents, and its approval rating dropped 4% among independents. What's going to be key is Trump managing this correctly, leading us through this process where there isn't a huge breakout, but the economy improves and people see that he handled this well, and then they get to compare it to Biden, who, Kevin, he wants to put us in a depression. He wants to push the new Green Deal. He came out and said that. This is an opportunity to enact a new Green Deal, and he wants a massive tax increase. If either one of those things were put into place right now, we would be headed hurtling towards the depression.
Wow. Scary thought.
Well, think about it. We have a weak economy, and he wants to raise taxes on the so-called rich. Well, who are the so-called rich? The people who will be opening up new jobs. They're the people who will restart businesses. If he raised taxes on them or raised energy costs, he also wants to shut down the existing profitable energy industry. Coal's successful right now. Oil is successful right now. Fracking successful right now. He wants to shut those down. I'm sorry. Aren't they employing people? Aren't they giving us low-cost energy? It is really stunning to think that this is what socialists want. They see economic destruction as the path to government takeover. They've done it through the centuries. It's no different under Biden or Pelosi.
Hey, Tom, it's always good to visit with you, my friend. It has been too long. We will get back to you sometime soon. And, of course, we'll be looking for your stuff on FoxNews.com. Thoughtful op-ed stuff. You have anything coming out soon?
I do. At the Epic Times, I have a two-part series on how crises lead to ever larger government. Part one's there as well. Kevin, thanks so much. Stay safe, okay?
You too. Tom Del Beccaro, good guy. Former chair of the California Republican Party. This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you by Las Vegas Cyclery, featuring kids' bikes, affordable hybrids, mountain bikes, and they do bike repair and tune-ups. Yeah, Las Vegas Cyclery has a wide variety of the latest e-bikes. For those of you who want to ride again but you have some physical limitations, check them out at LasVegasCyclery.com. They do curbside fixing. Of your bike. A lot of you have a bike that's been in mothballs, and now you want to get out. The weather's nice. Hey, this is your opportunity. Check them out at LasVegasCyclery.com. That's LasVegasCyclery.com. Stick around. More to do as we continue live and local now. In these troubled times, we all need to prepare for the unexpected. Hey, Kevin Wall here. That's why I recently called Castle Insurance Group to do a full review of my insurance. In an emergency, I wanted to be fully covered, but I also wanted to make sure I was getting the most bang for the buck. I spent all of about 10 minutes with my Castle Insurance Group agent, and the next morning, she had my quotes for auto and renter's insurance ready to go. She not only improved my coverage, but she also saved me hundreds of dollars. In these uncertain times, who couldn't use more money in their pocket? At Castle Insurance Group, they'll find you the best policy from name brand insurers like Progressive, Nationwide, Safeco, Travelers, Hartford, and ASI. Would you like to save money on your home, auto, and life insurance while actually improving coverage? Then call my friends at Castle Insurance Group at 702-714-1060. Ask for a free quote. That's 702-714-1060. All it will cost you is 10 minutes and a phone call. That's 702-714-1060.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor of Nevada. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. During the COVID-19 business shutdown, the Department of Homeland Security has categorized bicycle shops as essential businesses. We've been servicing a lot of bikes to help people get their two-wheeled transportation up and running. Many people who are losing their jobs are now using their bicycles for transportation. They don't have money for their car or their insurance, so they'll use a bike to get around. Our community is also using them as a way to get outdoors, stay in shape, and enjoy the fresh air. If you need help dusting off the cobwebs and getting on your bike, we're here to service you curbside from 9 to 5 daily. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215, as well as the Bonneville Transit Center downtown Las Vegas. Our phone number is 702-596-2953.
All of us have felt the impact of Governor Sisolak's new coronavirus policy, and none of us know when we'll be able to declare victory. Hey, Kevin Wall here. And while we all want to do our part to support the president's effort to stop this deadly killer, we all have to eat, don't we? That's why Francois and all my friends at Ichabod's Lounge on East Flamingo at Pecos want you to continue to enjoy the same amazing food that Vegas residents have come to expect for the past 30-plus years. Ichabod's full menu is available 24/7 for carryout or curbside pickup. And get this, limited menu items are available for 50% off. That's right, 50% off. To order, call Ichabod's Lounge at 702-451-2323. That number again, 702-451-2323. One more time slowly, 702-451-2323. None of us knows what the future brings when it comes to the coronavirus. But one thing I know for sure, we'll all get through this together. And Ichabod's Lounge will be there with you every step of the way.
There is good news. We will recover. We will thrive. If we act now. I'm Sam Peters, and I'm running to be your congressman in Nevada's District 4. I'm not a professional politician. I'm a 20-year military veteran and a successful business owner. I know how to balance a budget, secure a border, and help President Trump revive our economy. Nevada, we need a congressman who will work for you. I can help. Join SamPetersForCongress.com. Remember, Sam Peters, the number 4, Congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Don't forget this hour of Live and Local Now, brought to you in part by attorney Craig Mueller of Mueller & Associates. When you need a lawyer, you need someone who doesn't just know the law. You need someone who shares your conservative values. That's why you need Craig Mueller. Call him right now. He's waiting to take your call. 702-887-1731. That number again, 702-887-1731. When we come back, we're going to compare and contrast the president of the United States, who essentially rolled out his three-phase plan for getting America back to work. And we're going to contrast that with the governor of the state of Nevada, Steve Sisolak, who didn't shed any light on anything. He spent like 45 minutes at a news conference and said nothing. We'll get back to you on that next week, he said. That's not exactly what we wanted to hear. We wanted to know when you're going to reopen our economy. We'll get to that and more coming up. And by the way, you can hear them in their own words. We'll do that next. Live and Local Now.
I'm Lauren Simonetti, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are rallying in afternoon trading and on track for a second consecutive week of gains, boosted by optimism that parts of the American economy may be reopening soon. Speculation about possible coronavirus treatments also bolstering markets today, following news that Gilead Sciences' experimental drug might be performing well in clinical trials of COVID-19 patients. And shares of Apple are lower as the market rallies after a Goldman Sachs analyst downgraded the tech giant. The firm's view is that the coronavirus coronavirus will bring a deep decline in the global economy, as well as a major blow to iPhone demand that will likely linger into next year. And Altria chief executive Howard Willard is stepping down from the Marlboro maker after a couple of tumultuous years at the helm, resulting in big losses on an investment in Juul Labs. Chief financial officer Billy Gifford will replace Willard as CEO effective immediately. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
Chris Foster. The nation's governors now have federal guidelines for handling reopenings in their states based on how coronavirus cases are playing out there.
The guidelines don't suggest specific reopening dates. Instead, they encourage states to base their decisions on data. The White House's plan says states should move to the first phase of reopening after exhibiting a downward trend of positive tests over a two-week period.
Fox's John Decker. Two Americans and a Russian are back from the International Space Station splashing down in Kazakhstan this morning.
Efforts to ensure the returning crew doesn't instantly contract coronavirus are in full enactment. The recovery team on the ground were held in close observation for a month before today's landing and had to pass coronavirus testing. One of the Americans, Andrew Morgan, spent more than 270 days in space, completing seven spacewalks.
Fox's Evan Brown. America's listening to Fox News.
One century ago, the world experienced its deadliest pandemic when the Spanish flu of 1918 infected nations around the world, killing millions. In the decades since, other influenzas have swept the world, taking the lives of millions more. But none have been quite like this.
The coronavirus, now a global pandemic.
Broadway will be shut down.
The NBA is suspending gameplay.
Wall Street briefly suspending trading today.
It has impacted Hollywood. It has impacted Capitol Hill.
This is like no other.
Now, go inside the lives of people living in quarantine.
You haven't seen each other in 10 days.
And learn how you can stay safe from the virus.
We still have a long way to go. There will be many more cases, but we'll take care of that.
Fox Nation brings you three new specials diving into the world of pandemics, past, present, and future. Don't miss Five Flus, Pandemics and Epidemics 101, and Quarantined. Available now, only on Fox Nation.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100+ job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100+ job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
You don't have to deliver 15 tons of food to the hungry.
You can start with 10 ounces.
You don't have to dedicate your life to saving lives.
You just dedicate 15 minutes.
You don't need to provide guidance to 5,000 young men and women.
Just one will do.
You don't have to build a school in an impoverished area to change a child's life.
Just spend an hour a week reading at one.
The men and women of America's Navy do some amazing things to make the world a better place. But then again, so can millions of everyday Americans right in their own backyards. Brought to you by America's Navy.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
We'll be right back.
Don't forget this hour of Live and Local Now brought to you by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. Just $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, $529 for a family. That's mom and dad and all the kids. Call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or check it out on your smartphone right now at libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. Okay, I was all excited. I had my entire afternoon organized. Yesterday, I was going to listen to the president and his three-phase plan for reopening America. And then I was about 5 o'clock going to listen to Governor Sisolak and his plan to open up the state of Nevada where possible. The problem is the president delivered on his promise. And Governor Sisolak said, hey, get back to me next week and we'll try and have a plan. And this comes less than 24 hours after Mayor Carolyn Goodman begged the governor to reopen the state and gave really good data-driven reasons why. But you know what? The governor gave us nothing. Get back to us next week on that. That way, and by the way, no public official should begin his news conference by coughing into his hand. I mean, some of these politicians are so dumb. Do you know what the optics of that are like? Coughing into your hand when you are the leader of a state? I understand we all do that from time to time. But you know that you're going to be caught on tape doing it. It's going to be part of a campaign ad when he runs for re-election. That's just unbelievable. Anyway, let's go to the audio sound bites. I was all excited. All excited to hear the president. And in fact, I'll let you hear the president first. The president breaks this cut 7. The president breaks down his three-phase plan to reopen America. Listen to this.
Therefore, my administration is issuing new federal guidelines that will allow governors to take a phased and deliberate approach to reopening their individual states. I've dealt with them now a long time, and we've had a great relationship. Democrat, Republican, the relationship has been good. This strategy is based on hard, verifiable data. I want to thank Dr. Birx for her incredible leadership in crafting these guidelines in consultation with scientists, experts, and medical professionals across government. Dr. Birx will explain the guidelines in more detail in a few moments. Our approach outlines three phases in restoring our economic life. We are not opening all at once, but one careful step at a time. And some states will be able to open up sooner than others. Some states are not in the kind of trouble that others are in. Now that we have passed the peak in new cases, we're starting our life again. We're starting rejuvenation of our economy again in a safe and structured and very responsible fashion. Our strategy will continue to protect senior citizens and other vulnerable populations while allowing military and other groups of incredibly talented people to go about their real business and the business that's supposed to be hard at work at doing, and nobody does it better. Our military is the greatest anywhere in the world, and we're so thankful for what they've done. Healthy Americans will now be able to return to work as conditions on the ground allow. Instead of a blanket shutdown, we will pursue a focus on sheltering the highest risk individuals, so important. We're establishing clear scientific metric and benchmarks on testing, new case growth and hospital capacity that must be met before advancing to each phase. And that's each phase specifically in the reopening of our country. This is a gradual process. As the caseload in a state continues to go down, restrictions can continue to be eased and come off. Throughout the process, citizens will continue to be called upon to use all of their weapons in this war, vigorous hygiene, teleworking when possible, staying at home if you feel sick, maintaining social distance, sanitizing commonly used surfaces, and being highly conscious of their surroundings. Those are our weapons, and they're very powerful weapons indeed. Governors will be empowered to tailor an approach that meets the diverse circumstances of their own states. Every state is very different. They're all beautiful. We love them all, but they're very, very different. If they need to remain closed, we will allow them to do that. And if they believe it is time to reopen, we will provide them the freedom and guidance to accomplish that task, and very, very quickly, depending on what they want to do. We are also encouraging states to work together to harmonize their regional efforts. We'll have numerous cases where states have worked and will be working very, very closely together. As we reopen, we know that there will be continued hardships and challenges ahead. Our goal will be to quickly identify and address any outbreaks and put them out rapidly. If the virus returns in the fall, as some scientists think it may, possibly, these guidelines will ensure that our country is up and running so that we can likewise put it out quickly.
Okay. Now, there you have the President of the United States outlining what this program is going to be about. Dr. Birx essentially laid out the three tiers, the three phases. And I fully expected that when we got around to listening to the governor just after 5 o'clock, that we would get some specifics. Let's go to cut one, because I was sorely disappointed. There weren't a lot of specifics. In fact, it was, get back to me next week, and we'll talk about that. You've got the media. You got the bully pulpit. Why don't you give me the information now? What's the plan, Stan? Anyway, let's go to cut one, because this is Governor Sisolak with a not-so-specific program like the president, and in fact, no plan at all to reopen Nevada.
A follow-up on that. Do you have specific metrics in mind that you're going to be looking at? Governor Newsom does.
Yeah, I do not have specific numbers. I mean, we make charts. You can see them. I get a daily slide deck every day that deals with the issues that are most important to me. Clearly, as we do more testing, and we plan to continue to do more testing, we're going to get more positives, because the positives are a direct correlation to the number of tests you do. The issue I have is the infection rate, the hospitalization, the intensive care hospitalization, and ultimately ventilator use and fatalities. Those are the issues that I'm looking at. This is not going to be a political decision for me as to when to open. I don't have an exact number. I'll take a lot of advice from our medical folks and determine what's in the best interest of keeping all Nevadans safe before we decide opening up. I certainly don't want to be premature and have to come back and say we went too fast. So we're going to take it slow and steady and listen to the doctors.
Have you gotten lobbied by trade groups and businesses urging you to open up the government soon?
I've gotten lobbied by a lot of people. I assure them, I give every one of them the same answer, that my number one focus is to protect the health and welfare of all Nevadans. And hopefully all these different special interest groups will share that same priority with me. And that's what I tell them.
Okay. I learned nothing from that. I learned absolutely nothing. That's what's so sad about it. Hey, I know you have a busy life, even when you're on lockdown. But you have lots of activities that may keep you from your radio or your smartphone between 9 and noon. And that's why we've created Live and Local On Demand. You miss an interview? You want to hear my take on a current hot button issue? Then Live and Local Now On Demand is where you want to be. Check it out right now. Check it out on our website, kevinwallradio.com. That's kevinwallradio.com. It's user-friendly and it's free. In fact, you can try it out right now. You want to know what we were talking about yesterday or the day before, last week, whatever? Just go to kevinwallradio.com. kevinwallradio.com. Stick around. More to do as we continue. Live and local now.
There is good news. We will recover. We will thrive if we act now. I'm Sam Peters, and I'm running to be your congressman in Nevada's District 4. I'm not a professional politician. I'm a 20-year military veteran and a successful business owner. I know how to balance a budget, secure a border, and help President Trump revive our economy. Nevada, we need a congressman who will work for you. I can help. Join SamPetersForCongress.com. Remember, Sam Peters, the number 4, Congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than 3 decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
As a woman and a mom, sometimes you just have to take a stand. Take Dan Rodimer, who's running for Congress. You kidding me? Rodimer's violent criminal record is an immediate disqualifier. Rodimer has been arrested for violent assaults 3 times. In one case, Rodimer admitted guilt to battery. Another Rodimer attack was so horrific, his victim had intracranial bleeding. A witness at one attack told police Rodimer bragged he liked to hurt people. And an arrest warrant described Rodimer as armed or dangerous. But there's more. A police report detailed Rodimer's harassment of a teenage girl, while another exposed Rodimer was investigated for a domestic incident. It's bad enough Rodimer was sued for forgery, fraud, and for not paying his taxes. But violent assaults and harassing women? That's unforgivable. Paid for and authorized by Friends of Dan Schwartz.
I'm Dan Schwartz, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message.
Do you or a member of your family suffer from chronic pain? Would you like to make the pain go away? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Then you need to check out the Pain Injury Brain Center of America, now open in Las Vegas. At PIPCOA, they treat your chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive pain-free therapy. I suffered from chronic pain due to an impingement of my rotator cuff. I tried cortisone shots, painful physical therapy, nothing worked. Then a friend suggested I contact PIPCOA, and after just 6-hour-long treatments, the pain went away. In fact, I canceled my scheduled surgery. And after a brief hiatus due to the coronavirus, PIPCOA is back accepting appointments. Whether your pain comes from headaches, a disc injury, broken bones, hip or knee injury, neuropathy, even PTSD, regardless of the source of your pain, PIPCOA can make the pain go away. You don't have to live with the chronic pain. Make the pain go away. Call PIPCOA at 702-546-8767. That number again, 702-546-8767.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It's live and local now. Good to have you with us. You have heard from Governor Sisolak. I want you to hear from the president making the case for opening up the country. This is yesterday at the White House.
Through this unified national endeavor, we have made great progress. You could really say incredible progress. Our experts and scientists report that our strategy to slow the spread has saved hundreds of thousands of lives. Models predicted between 1.5 million and 2.2 million U.S. deaths. If there was no mitigation, could have even been higher than that. And between 100,000 and 240,000 deaths with mitigation. It's looking like we will come far under even these lowest numbers. Thanks to our all-out military operation and the extraordinary devotion of our people, we believe we will experience far fewer deaths than even the optimistic projection. But there is no such thing as an optimistic projection on death. One person is too many. Our experts say the curve has flattened and the peak in new cases is behind us. Nationwide, more than 850 counties, or nearly 30% of our country, have reported no new cases in the last 7 days. Because of our early and aggressive action, we have avoided the tragedy of healthcare rationing and deadly shortfalls that have befallen many other nations, nations which, wherever possible, we are helping. In America, no person who has needed a ventilator has been denied a ventilator. We're making hundreds of thousands of ventilators. We've delivered thousands and thousands of ventilators to the states. And actually, it's been an incredible operation. We started with very little, and we ended with a lot. The United States has achieved a significant lower mortality rate than almost all other countries. Based on the latest data, our team of experts now agrees that we can begin the next front in our war, which we are calling opening up America again. And that's what we're doing. We're opening up our country, and we have to do that. America wants to be open, and Americans want to be open.
You've heard from the president. You've heard from the governor. Yesterday, you heard from Mayor Carolyn Goodman. So who's right on this thing of opening up the state of Nevada? We're still waiting on the plan from the governor. The governor said yesterday, I mean, all of us were waiting for some direction, and he said, we'll talk it over, and we'll be back to you next week. Excuse me if I'm not just a little bit underwhelmed by what the governor came up with. The governor was very disappointing. I fully expected at least the outlines of a plan. The metrics, as they call them. You know, our deaths have to flatten out to this, and our hospitalizations have to flatten out to this. And that's when we'll know that we can, you know, open up our liquor stores, for instance. See, here's what I object to. The governor in his statement yesterday praised the people of Nevada. You've done such a great job. The numbers reflect it. Now, at that point, I would have expected the governor to say, and you know what? Because of that, I'm going to reopen the liquor stores. Or I'm going to open the golf courses. Or I'm going to open up the churches. Or I'm going to open up something. I'm going to give you something in return. You've given us an amazing 3 or 4 weeks. And I'm prepared to give you something back now. And whatever it is, hairstylists. A lot of us are starting to look a little shaggy. Not Mark. Mark, our executive producer, Mark Hoke, looks like $1 million, as he always does. I'm just telling you. But he didn't do that. I would have expected that he would give us something back. Hey, you know, you guys have done such a great job. Here's something I can give you that doesn't run the risk of, you know, a massive influx of coronavirus. Now, that would have been the savvy thing to do. But this governor is just has that deer in the headlights look when he goes before the media. And he's very sensitive about criticism. And he even challenged. You know, there was a question during the news conference about, well, you heard what the mayor said, Mayor Carolyn Goodman. And he kind of brusquely said, well, I'll put my experts up against their experts any day of the week. Essentially, that's what he said. But see, that's why this governor does not have the backing of the people. That's why you had 60 to 100 cars rolling down Las Vegas Boulevard on Easter Sunday, demanding their freedom of worship. It just makes no sense at all. But there was a great opportunity yesterday that the governor missed. He could have given something back, something tangible. You know, all of you that want to get your hair styled. I want to go back and see my girl Isela at Sports Clips. I really do. Isela, great hair cutter. Really good. Unfortunately, I don't have her phone number. Darn it. Note to self. Yeah. You got to get their phone number so that if the bottom falls out. Anyway, the point being that the governor had a golden opportunity to gain the confidence of the people of the state of Nevada, and he blew it. First of all, he began the news conference by coughing into his hand. That was not a good way to start. And then, when he says, you guys are doing great, I've seen the numbers, the metrics are great, you're responding, you're staying at home for Nevada. What a cute branding skill that was. Stay home for Nevada. Anyway, coming up, we'll check on what's going on in Northern Nevada with Rico Aller, our eyes and ears in Northern Nevada, the owner of Carson Insulation, that big, beautiful blue building that, by the way, is open for business. They're open for business. It's an essential business, folks. That big, beautiful blue building on 50 Highway East in Mound House. Yeah, they're open. We'll find out more from Rico Aller in just a couple minutes. I'm Kevin Wall, the program, live and local now. In these troubled times, we all need to prepare for the unexpected. Hey, Kevin Wall here. That's why I recently called Castle Insurance Group to do a full review of my insurance. In an emergency, I wanted to be fully covered, but I also wanted to make sure I was getting the most bang for the buck. I spent all of about 10 minutes with my Castle Insurance Group agent, and the next morning, she had my quotes for auto and renter's insurance ready to go. She not only improved my coverage, but she also saved me hundreds of dollars. In these uncertain times, who couldn't use more money in their pocket? At Castle Insurance Group, they'll find you the best policy from name brand insurers like Progressive, Nationwide, Safeco, Travelers, Hartford, and ASI. Would you like to save money on your home, auto, and life insurance while actually improving coverage? Then call my friends at Castle Insurance Group at 702-714-1060. Ask for a free quote. That's 702-714-1060. All it will cost you is 10 minutes and a phone call. That's 702-714-1060.
790 KBET, Winchester, Las Vegas. Talk now.